This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
Into the land of my dreams, where the nightingales are singing and the white moon beams. There's a long, long night of waiting until my dreams all come true, till the day when I'll be going down that long, long trail with you.
Long trail winding into the land of my dreams, where the nightingales are singing and the white moon beams.
There's a long, long night of waiting until my dreams all come true, till the day when I'll be going down that long, long trail with you.
Since this show falls on the weekend when we observe Memorial Day, we'd like to dedicate this show to that observance. That song goes back to World War I. Well, now we have one that goes back even further. You know, Memorial Day was first observed in 1868. And the next song we have goes back that far. Lloyd Perryman sings a solo on A Spanish Cavalier.
A Spanish cavalier, once in his retreat, on his guitar played a tune dear. The music so sweet that oft-times repeat the blessings of my country and you, dear.
Say, darling, say, when I'm far away, sometimes you may think of me, dear. Bright sunny day will soon fade away.
I'm off to the war. To war I must go, fighting for country and you, dear. But if I should fall, in vain I would call the blessings of my country and you, dear.
Say, darling, say, when I'm far away, sometimes you may think of me, dear.
Rex Allen has a song that recalls the Civil War.
Oh, his name was Jose Villalobo, Alfredo Tomaso Vicente Lopez. In the country just southwest of Llano, there's a plain called the Edwards Plateau. It was there I first heard this sad story from an old Mexicano named Joe. He told of his three sons and grandson, his sweetheart, his darling Inez. Oh, his name was Jose Villalobo, Alfredo Tomaso Vicente Lopez.
I was born right here on this plain, senor. I am Tejano, a Texan, no? Muy bien. We drove away those Indians and built this rancho, and he goes much farther than you can see. And I, senor, we were so happy, my three sons, my querida Inez and me. And then the men of the north and the men of the south have what you call the Civil War, and me and my three sons go to Virginia to fight. Senor, I never did know quite what for. Tomaso, he fight with Stonewall Jackson. Mi general was Roberto E. Lee. But I, senor, we were so unhappy. My three sons, my wife Inez, and me. Tomaso, my youngest, was killed in 2 weeks at the Battle of Bull Run. I will always be grateful to General Lee. He brought a padre for my son. Alfredo was killed at Vicksburg. At Gettysburg, Vicente, the last of my joys. And that is the reason my name is so long. I have added the names of my boys. And when I got home, the carpetbaggers had driven from home my wife, my grandson, and burned my hacienda to the ground. I found them at the farm of some friends. And El Dios, the good God, let her die in my arms. My alma, Inez. I swore on the head of my grandson, for this terrible thing, they would die. You see those three graves on the side of the hill? That's the ranchos they now occupy. The sheriff has to kill me, senor. And I'll never die by the rope, not in shame. Will you promise to take care of my grandson? Someone must carry on my good name.
Just as I made him my promise, the sheriff fired that fatal shot with a smile as if he'd just seen heaven. Joe Lopez fell dead on the spot. He's up there with Al, Tom, and Vincent in the arms of his darling Inez. Oh, his name was Jose Villalobo, Alfredo Tomaso Vicente Lopez.
And now, Ozzie Waters and the Plainsmen recall the Second World War.
The moon was softly shining on an old Kentucky home. The fragrance of magnolia filled the air.
A lonely girl was riding to her sweetheart far away.
May God protect you, darling, was her prayer. Silver dew on the bluegrass tonight. How it shines in the moon's silver light. Sweetheart mine, so far from me, how I wish that you could see silver dew on the bluegrass tonight. Think of our love to be, then my darling you will see silver dew on the blue grass tonight.
And now Gene Autry introduces a set that pays special tribute to the memories of World War II.
Today, all of us at Melody Ranch would like to salute a guy called G.I. Joe, infantryman, sailor, flyer, marine, American. So here it is, fellas, all for you.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we fight our country's battles on the land as on the sea. If the Army and the Navy ever look on heaven's scenes, they will find the streets are guarded by United States Marines. Over hill, over dale, we will hit the dusty trail while those caissons go rolling along. Counter march, right about, hear those wagon soldiers shout while those caissons go rolling along. For it's high, high, he in the field artillery. Count off your numbers loud and strong. And wherever you go, you will always know that those caissons go rolling along. For it's anchors away, my boy, anchors away. Farewell to college joy. We sail at break of day, 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 day through. Our last day on shore, drink to the foam. Until we meet once more, here's wishing you a happy voyage home. Off we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun. Hear the comms zooming to meet our thunder. Atom boys, give them the gun. Down we dive, spouting a flame from under. Off with one terrible roar. We live in fame, or go down in flame. Hey, nothing can stop the Army Air Corps.
Up, 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 hey. Here it comes. Let's go, come on, Marines. Let's go, hit the deck. Leather neck, fall in line, double time. Here it comes.
history out on the battle line.
Now he was a sergeant in command, McCaffrey was his name. A mighty wild and reckless man who fought his way to fame. He loved the call of battle and no matter where or when. Now he can be heard for miles around and calling to his men.
Hear him call, let's go, come on Marines, let's go. Hit the deck, leather neck, fall in line, double time. Hear him call, let's go, come on Marines, let's go. We're going to make some history out on the battle line.
California to the beach at Anzio, from beautiful Manila to the gates of Tokyo. He fought in every battle from the start up to the end, and he was always out in front, a calling to his men.
Hear him call, let's go, come on Marine, let's go. Hit the deck, leather neck, fall in line, double time. Hear him call, let's go, come on Marine, let's go. We're going to make some history out on the battle line. Hear him call, let's go, come on Marine, let's go. Hit the deck, leather neck, fall in line, double time. Hear him call, let's go, come on Marine, let's go. We're going to make some history out on the battle line. We're going to make some history out on the battle line. We're going to make some history out on the battle line.
When the Yanks raised the stars and stripes on Iwo Jima Isle, through the blood and tears they won through. Bless the heart of each Yankee there on Iwo Jima Isle, resting neath a blanket of blue.
High on the hill, Suribachi, lies Old Glory, and she always will.
When the Yanks raised the stars and stripes on Iwo Jima Isle, there were tears in their hearts, though they smiled. Stripes on Iwo Jima Isle, every heart could sing once again. And the sight of Old Glory over Iwo Jima Isle swelled the hearts of our fighting men.
Long will it wave o'er the hilltop as a symbol of heroes who died.
When the Yanks raised the stars and stripes on Iwo Jima Isle, there were tears in their hearts, though they smiled.
The Sons of the Pioneers with Stars and Stripes on Iwo Jima. You know, I can't play that song without remembering an old friend. He passed away a number of years ago, but he was one of the Marines who landed on Iwo Jima. He was a tank mechanic. And when time came for his tank to hit the beaches, a tread came off and had to be repaired. He didn't see the soldiers raise the flag that day, but he was there. He was one of our regular listeners to Western Music Time and a good friend for a long time. Now, one of the men who raised that flag was Ira Hayes. Johnny Cash tells Ira's story.
Ira Hayes, Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he will answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's creed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he will answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned the hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira had done and when did the Indians dance. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise a flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
He's a stranger to dreams. He hears the cattle lowing, but it's just a bugle blowing.
True blue Private Buckaroo.
They're in Company Q, away from corrals and all the pals he knew. Won't be having any hand in this year's roping, this year's branding.
True blue Private Buckaroo.
He Each night beneath the evening star, he strums on his old guitar.
Till it's get along, buckaroo, you're in the army. Private buckaroo. That yippee I led, he may sound sad and blue, but there's nothing he's afraid of. Got the stuff a cowboy's made of. True blue private buckaroo.
It's cowboy classic time here at Melody Ranch once more. But today, instead of singing a song of the West, I'd like to pay tribute to all the rips in the world, wherever they may be. For if it weren't for them, there might be a swastika flying over the White House instead of Old Glory. There might be a concentration camp in St. Louis instead of a baseball park. And our kids might be learning to carry guns instead of schoolbooks. It could have happened, but it didn't. It didn't because a whole lot of rips wouldn't let it happen, even if it meant giving up their lives. And so this Sunday, on the anniversary of a day that brought war to the world, I'd like to salute a lot of buddies who died to bring it peace.
Nights are long since you went away. I think about you all through the day, my buddy, my buddy. Nobody quite so true. Miss your voice, the touch of your hand. Just long to know that you understand, my buddy, my buddy, your buddy misses you.
Nights are long since.
My buddy,
nobody quite so true.
Miss your voice, the touch of your hand. Just long to know that you understand, my buddy. My buddy, your buddy, misses you.
Of course, the Second World War was not without its heroes, one of whom was John F. Kennedy. Jimmy Dean recorded a song about what John Kennedy did when he was the commander of PT-109. in the Pacific.
In 43, they put to sea, 13 men and Kennedy, aboard the PT-109 to fight the brazen enemy. And off the Isle of Olesana, in the strait beyond Nauru, a Jap destroyer in the night cut the 109 in two.
Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy. The heathen gods of old Japan, yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man.
And on the coast of Kalabangero, looking through his telescope, Australian Evans saw the battle, for the crew had little hope. Two were dead, some were wounded, all were clinging to the bow, fighting fire and a fighting water, trying to save their lives somehow.
Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy. The heathen gods of old Japan, yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man.
MacMahon, the Irishman, was burned so badly he couldn't swim. Leave me here, go on, he said, 'cause if you don't, we'll all be dead. The PT skipper couldn't leave him, a man to die alone at sea. And with a strap between his teeth, he towed the Irishman to the sea.
Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy. The heathen gods of old Japan, yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man.
He led his men through waters dark, rocky reefs and hungry sharks, braved the enemy's bayonets, a 38 hung round his neck. 4 more days and 4 more nights, a rescue boat pulled him to sight. The PT-109 was gone, but Kennedy and his crew lived on.
Now who could guess, or who could possibly know, that this same man named Kennedy
would be the leader of the nation, be the one to take command. The PT-109 was gone, but Kennedy lived to fight again.
Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy. But JFK and his crew lived on.
Which proves it's hard to get the best of a man named John.
Of course, while there were numerous heroes, there were also numerous Gold Star mothers of those who didn't make it home.
There's a Gold Star mother with silvery hair, kneeling alone by an old rocking chair. There's a Gold Star mother who's breathing a prayer to a little white cross on a hill over there. She knows what it means to give and to give. She gave all she had that we all might live in a world of freedom from harm and from care. That Gold Star mother with silvery hair.
Thank you.
gold star mother with silvery head, kneeling alone by an old rocking chair. There's a gold star mother who's breathing a prayer to a little white cross on a hill over there. She knows what it means to give and to give. She gave all she had that we all might live in a world of freedom from harm and from care. That gold star mother with silvery hair.
And we learned some very hard lessons in World War II. Hugh Farr of the Sons of the Pioneers tells us about one of them.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, out of guard bikini.
I'm going to preach y'all a sermon about old man Adam, that's me. I don't mean the Adam in the Bible, Adam. I don't mean the Adam that Mother Eve elated. I mean the thing that science liberated. The thing that Einstein says he's scared of. And when Einstein's scared, brother, you'd better be scared. If you're scared of the Adam, here's what you gotta do. You gotta gather all the people in the world with you, because if you don't get together and do it, well, first thing you know, I'm gonna blow this world plumb too.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, bikini.
Now, life used to be such a simple joy. My cyclotron was just a super toy, and folks got born, they'd work and marry, and Adam was a word in the dictionary, and then it happened. The science boys from every clime, they all pitched in with overtime, and before they knew it, the thing was done, and they'd hitched up the power of the God-earned sun and put a harness on old Sol, splitting atoms while the diplomats were splitting hairs.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, bikini.
But the atoms here, in spite of hysteria, it flourishes in Utah as well as Siberia. And whether you're a black, white, red, or brown, the question is this when you boil it down. To be or not to be, that's the question. The answer to it all ain't military atom, like who gets there firstest with the mostest atoms. No, the people of the world must decide their fate. They gotta get together or disintegrate. I hold this truth to be self-evident, that all men may be cremated equal.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, bikini.
Yes, it's up to the people, cause the atoms don't care. You can't fence me in, I'm just like air. I don't give a hoot about any politics or who got what into whichever fix. All I want to do is sit around and have my nucleus bombarded by neutrons. Now, the moral is this, just as plain as day, that old man Adam is here to stay. I'm going to stick around, and that's for true. But, ah, my dearly beloved, are you? So listen, folks, here is my thesis. Peace in the world, or the world in pieces.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, bikini.
This fragrant breeze, it came from who knows where. I whispered, darling, are you really there? And then your fingers
my hair from halfway round the world. This flower grew up on a lonely vine. Its velvet touch compares with only thine. And so your lips are pressed with mine from halfway round the world. I promise you the joys we knew will still come true again, dear. I promise you and heaven too, I'll come to you till then, dear. Each night a prayer I'll send through open space. In every dream, my dream, behold your face. Forever dear in your embrace, though halfway round the world, halfway.
The Sons of the Pioneers with Halfway Round the World, a song Bob Nolan composed for his friend Lloyd Perryman when he was posted overseas.
At mail call today, your last letter came. I just stood there smiling till they called my name. As I read it over, the sky turned to gray and tears dimmed my eyes, love, at mail call today. I can't understand, love, what's happened to you. The day that I sailed, love, you said you'd be true. But now it's all over, what more can I say? My poor heart was broken at mail call today. I've slept in the foxholes, mid shot and shell. I'm telling you now, love, it's worse than all hell. I thought you would wait, love, while I was away. But my castle tumbled at mail call today. I hope you'll be happy with somebody new. But always remember, my heart beats for you. Good luck and God bless you wherever you stray. The world for me ended at mail call today.
Mm-hmm. moon made a silver trail far o'er the sea. There on the shore a maid waits patiently. She sighs to a star that shines from afar. Send him home to me. He roamed far o'er the sea in some forgotten land. Someday he'll come to me and sends a welcome smile down from the blue, and all through the day the waves seem to say, I'll send him home to you. He some forgotten land. Someday he'll come to me and take me by the hand. Each night I'll pray to heaven that say,
because I know you'll be here. There is nothing for you to fear while we're apart. I'll be back when the skies are all clear again, and I'll start life anew again with you, sweetheart. There'll be times when I'm lonely and I'll miss you, I know. But I'll have my dreams of you wherever I go. I'll be back when the skies have all turned to blue, and you know I'll be true to you, 'cause I know you'll be here. Thank you. back. Just because I know you'll be here, there is nothing for you to fear while we're apart. I'll be back when the skies are all clear again, and I'll start life anew again with you, sweetheart. There'll be times when I'm lonely and I'll miss you, I know, but I'll have my dreams of you wherever I go. I love you so. I'll be back when the skies have all turned to blue, and you know I'll be true to you, 'cause I know you'll be here.
We heard Gene Autry with That Mail Call Today. Bob Wagner sang Send Him Home to Me, and Gene Autry came back with I'll Be Back. In many instances, soldiers brought their new wives home. Cowboy Copas tells us about that with his song titled Filipino Baby.
When the warship left Manila, sailing proudly o'er the sea, deep blue sea, all the sailors' hearts were filled with fond regret, looking backward to this island where they'd spent those happy hours, happy hours, making love to every pretty girl they met. When up stepped a little sailor with his bright eyes all aglow, all aglow. Said, take a look at my gal's photograph. Then the sailors gathered round him just to look upon her face, smiling face. And he said, I love my dark face Filipino. She's my Filipino baby, she's my treasure and my pet, loving pet. Her teeth are bright and pearly, and her hair is black as jet. Oh, her lips are sweet as honey, and her heart is pure, I know, yes, I know. And he said, I love my dark face Filipino. Then one day he whispered, darling, I've come back from Caroline, South Carolina. I've come back to claim the only girl I love. And that night there was a wedding while the ship's crew gathered round all around. And he wed his little dark-faced Filipino. She's my Filipino baby, she's my treasure and my pet, loving pet, you bet. Her teeth are bright and pearly, and her hair is black as jet. Oh, her lips are sweet as honey, and her heart is pure, I know, yes, I know, pure as snow. And he said, I love my dark-faced Filipino.
But it wasn't long before more wars started, and Cindy Walker wrote a song about Vietnam. Jim Reeves recorded it, and it's titled Distant Drums.
I hear the sound of distant drums far away. I must go
sound of bugles blow. Far away, far away. And if they call, then I must go across the sea, so wild and gray. So merry, merry me, let's not wait. For the distant drums might change our wedding day. Me now, for now is all the time there may be. If you love me, marry, marry, marry me.
This is the time to remember our fallen heroes.